That's not enough there.
You know, if you tie it down there, and that's the other one.
You can't have them all. Yeah, that starts it.
Were there different shapes to beards?
Oh, yes, they'd have them pointed on and then have them frazzled out.
Looky there.
My father always kept them clipped off, never didn't let his go down, but his brother, one of them, oh, I saw him when his whisker would hang way down to here, right on, come down to the short point down here.
Uh-huh.
Miracle horse.
What did they call these short ones? The ones that...
Oh, then just whiskered all eye when they were calling them.
Were they called beards too? Or?
Long ones. Well, yes, short and beards.
Well, let's see, other parts of the body. This is my
lips.
And then these lips are around my
mouth.
And inside my mouth I have
teeth.
One of them is a...
No, I don't have them either.
No, I was looking up there, that bright, curly smile.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Well...
Or should I pry?
I went over to town and I was telling them that I had to give $100 for some teeth. And it cost so much money I hadn't take care of them, so I went away. No, I was sick for about 3 months. And my mouth and my gums all just broke out in awful sores. And I couldn't wear my teeth at all. And then when I got that, I put my teeth in. Someone, Jerry Marcy all the time, there's someone coming around. Well, I'd be able to wash my teeth after I eat or something, and have my mouth on just laying down. And then, there come, let's go to town. Well, I'm jumping in the car, and I want to think about my teeth till I can get way off halfway to town or halfway to Shawnee, or way off somewhere like that. I'm laying down and come in here and took the paper up and want to think about the teeth. And maybe the next morning I'll go to eat or something like that and think about my teeth and get them. And I got just to forget me running off like that, even around to be working for my neighbors or thrashing or something like that. I just forget them so much, I just said, well, I ain't aware of any time what the use of fooling with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that they. I tell him I'm saving him.
Yeah, and you can get so they don't feel right too after you leave them out a while, I imagine.
When I got my teeth, I went right down to the Children's Cafe that counter and ordered me a beef steak. I ate with them, they were just as good as my own teeth.
Hmm.
And I wore them for over a year. I'd take them out and wash them, put them right back in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was sick there, well, I'd forget them so much, and then they didn't feel right. They weren't just right.
Mm-hmm.
I just let them go and put them all together.
Mm-hmm. They rub your gums too, don't they, after you?
Well, actually, they never did bother me any. If I'd, like I tell them, if I'd been on in public and people hadn't come in, let me go sort of got used to them again. But if I was out in the public all the time, I'd have wore them all the time. I could have went on wearing them after I'd done with that from there that long, but. Oh, I just forget them and I just let it go then. No, they never bothered me.